Yeah. And you know, a lot of people ask me why I don't tell more stories about my two oldest kids. And the truth is, I used to only tell stories about them. But by the time you guys found me, the only person left at my house doing dumb shit was fucking oh ho 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 ho. And so, look, man, and I raised three kids by myself for a little while. And if you have ever raised kids without money, you know that sometimes you are the entertainment, right? You can't pay for it, so you have to invent something fun. And so I know some people have some parenting hacks. I'm going to throw one out for you. So we couldn't afford amusement parks, roller coasters, shit like that. But the kids loved roller coasters. So instead of a roller coaster, I would take them to an empty parking lot at night. And I would put them in the trunk of my car, and I would just drive around real fast. Like Space Mountain or some shit, you know? The fun for you is pumping the brakes because you can hear ooh, ooh in the trunk, which is pretty funny. We used to play IKEA, hide and go seek at IKEA. It was like a big indoor house where they wouldn't let the kids outside. It was perfect, you know? I will tell you also, I was parenting before there were baby changing stations in men's rooms. And I'm sure a lot of you guys did too. And if you had to parent before then, you changed your kids in some weird places. I will tell you, one time we were at IKEA, and so I'm walking out of the men's room. Jacob, I need to change his diaper. There's no baby changing station in there. Jacob was like a year and a half. My daughter, Caitlin, was probably five, and Trevor, my oldest son, was like six and a half. And I come out of the men's room, no baby changing station. I see a woman come out of the woman's room, and I said, "Hey, can you do me a favor? Is there a baby changing station in there?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Is there anybody in there?" And she said, "No." I said, "Can you do me a favor? Can you watch the door? I just need to change my son." And she was like, "Yeah, of course, no problem." And so I put Jacob down on the baby change station. I know we're under some sort of time constraint because we're in the woman's room. And I take off his diaper. And if you've ever changed a baby boy before, you know that if you don't put the splash guard up, there's a chance that when the air hits the dick, they're going to pee all over you. And so I took that diaper down, and he peed all over me, man. And I had never had pee in my mouth I hadn't paid for, you know? So, I'm honestly too high to remember where I was in that story. Oh, thank you. Pee in my mouth. Thank you, dude, for... Thanks for screaming that out from the darkness. I appreciate that. Pee into my mouth. Yeah, okay, I got you. And so I got this pee all over myself, man. And I'm like, eat. And my daughter's there, and so I take my shirt off and I hand it to my daughter. Now, I want to tell you something. At 5 years old, my daughter was already the smartest, most responsible person in my family. If you have a girl, you know how smart they get very quickly. Look, if you have a three-year-old girl, she can have a full conversation with you and tell you about her feelings and why she has them. A three-year-old boy's like, "Hey, I found my butthole again. It's still back there. Yesterday I looked for it. I guess my finger was in the wrong spot, but today I nailed it." Has anyone had a girl and then a boy? Okay, so when you have a girl and then a boy, what happens is you have this three-year-old person that you live with who has opinions and fucking intelligence that's so far beyond anything you would imagine. And then the boy comes at three and you're like, "I mean, we should get him tested, right? I mean..." Boy, this fucking... Yo, and between one and two, when you hold... Because you want to hold your son... And they put their hand on your face, and you're like, "Oh, your finger was in your asshole again, huh, buddy? All right. That's the second time you gave me pink eye this month, I'll tell you what." Well, my daughter's smart, man. She's smarter than all of them. So I say to her, "Hey," I give her my shirt, and I go, "Hey, do me a favor. Just put this under the water in the sink. Just get a little pee out." She said, "Okay." And so I turn back to my oldest son, and he's grabbing his butt like this. He's going, "Ah, ah, ah, ah." And I go, hey, we're not doing that in here. We can wait for the men's room for that, but we're not going to do that in here. He was like, no, I really got to go right now. I got to go right now. And I was like, give me 5 minutes. He was like, I don't got 5 minutes. And poof, he goes into the stall. I'm like, ay. And Jacob's getting fidgety, right? And guys, if you have more than one kid, you know that you different things work on different kids, right? And the only way to calm Jacob down when he was a baby was to hold him upside down by his feet. It was something about, look, when the blood rushed into his head, you could see him like, oh, you fell for it again, huh? All right. He fucking early stoner maneuver for sure. But so I turn back to my daughter to see how she's doing with my shirt. She's got the water on full blast. And she's washing my shirt like she's down by the river. Do you know what I mean? Like she's got it over a rock or some shit. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm trying to get all the pee out. I said, babe, it's going to be wet all day. And she goes, no, it's not. I'm going to do this. It was a real depressing moment because that realization, I was like, you're my smartest kid. Holy shit. So it dawns on me, we've been in this woman's room for too long. Let's get out of here. I knock on the stall door and I say to my son, I go, hey, dude, pinch it off wherever you're at. We got to get out of here. And he goes, okay, hey. And he said, can you check me to make sure I'm clean? Yeah, you know. Okay. So look, parents know. Some of you who aren't parents, there's a couple things you need to know. Things happen as a parent that they didn't write in any of the books. And the reason they didn't write them in a book is because if someone had ever written them in a book, everybody would have read it and been like, I'm not being a fucking parent. Are you kidding? There are many things. One of those things happens to be at some point in time in your life as a parent, a small human is going to walk into a room you're in. They're going to be naked. You don't get to pick the room. And they're going to walk in and they're going to turn around and they're going to go, hey, will you check this to make sure it's clean? And the first time it happens is a fucking shocker. You're like, what? What is this parenting? I quit. What is that? Is your asshole open right now? How long does this stage last? I don't like this. You know you're in the living room right now. Your asshole's open right in the living room. Did you say hello to the guests? Why is your asshole open in the living room? Oh, no, it fucks you up. I'm not going to lie to you. You're not ready for it, you know? But I was like, yeah, dude. I'll take a look, you know? And I go to open the door, and it's locked. And I go, dude, you got to open the door. I can't get in. And he goes, I don't want to walk over there just in case I'm not clean. And I go, well, how do you want me to check? And he said, just look through the crack in the door. So I'm looking through the crack in this bathroom's door. And I'm like, get closer, show me your butthole. I can't see it from there. I can't see your butthole from there. You're going to have to get closer if you want me to see it. And a woman walked in. Yeah, not the one we left outside, just somebody we had never seen before. And all she saw was a grown man shirtless holding a naked baby upside down, peeking through a stall door, going, get closer, show me your butthole. If you want me to see your butthole, you're going to have to get closer. She didn't even see my daughter working like an Asian kid at a Nike factory. Yo, she screamed. She screamed and she ran out. Yeah, I don't blame her. So I turn to the kids. I'm like, hey, everybody, we gotta go. Daddy's about to get arrested, you know? It's time. I just wanted to get out of there before she came back with whoever she went to go get, you know? So I put, you know, my wet pee shirt on, and we put the diaper on Jacob, and you could tell by my oldest son's walk, he was not super confident in the wipe, you know, it was like this. And he kept talking about where he thought he missed. Can I tell you something? He was not a confident wiper. His theory was that since he was a right-hander, he was strong on the right, but weak on the left. So he'd always be like, check the left. Did I get the left? Check the left. So he's waddling, you know. And I'm just trying to get out of the store before there's trouble. But here she comes, man. And not with two security guards, with two police officers. You could tell by the speed with which they walked towards me and the serious look on their faces that she had told them exactly what she saw. Dude walked right up to me and he goes, hey, were you just shirtless in the woman's room holding a naked baby upside down, asking a woman to see her butthole? I laughed a little too. I did, because I was like, dude, I'm not gonna lie to you. When you run it together like that, it does sound pretty bad. Yeah, yeah. Totally get why you walk towards me like that. Yeah. But he was like, hey, I go, no, man, you know, no baby change of station, and my son had to poop. And he goes, oh, which kid? I go, right here, him. And he was like, well, bring him over. I need to verify. I go, verify? Like, he's 7. You know, he's already a little uncomfortable with the wiping situation. But if you talk to him about pooping, it's really going to embarrass him. I was like, can we just not do that? And he was like, no, actually. Unless you want to see someone get embarrassed. I was like, no, I'll get him right now. But I walked over to him, man. Hey, do you know how badly I wanted to be like, hey, Trev, just go show him. Oh, he would have been, too. He would have been like, see, I'm strong on the right, but the left is a little weak is probably where it is.